You know, when my mom used to cook us burgers on the grill growing up, we used to call them hockey pucks because she was a notorious overcooker of burgers. That's a completely irrelevant fact.
Yeah.
But there are going to be some hockey pucks being placed in the net tonight because round two of the playoffs starts. And if any of these pucks right here go in the net, you can have yourself a free $200. All you got to do is go to BetMGM and place a bet on any NHL game. And if a goal is scored, if one of these pucks passes the red line, then you're going to get $200. One puck goes in, you get $200. All you got to do is go to BetMGM and use the promo code OSNHL or click the link down below in the description that will take you to BetMGM and you could be on your way to a quick free $200. But what are you going to put that $200 on? It's going to be tough because it's game one. Both of these games tonight were matchups that occurred last year in the first round. First up, right here, even though I refuse to wear Lightning gear because they got rid of the New York Islanders the last 2 years, but this is University of Tampa hockey. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Florida Panthers. I already told you about how Florida looked like semi-trash last series, but they managed to get through because they played the slow old Washington Capitals. And Tampa got themselves in a dogfight, and here we are. A matchup of two of the heavyweights in the East, two teams that played each other. Now, last year, game one was a barn burner. Florida got up early. Tampa came storming back. They used the power play in the third. Remember, then Braden Point got a breakaway to score, and it was this high-scoring game left and right. And that's probably what people think that this is going to be, a high-scoring affair. And they might be right because, you know, I've seen the over-under set as high as 7 on some sites. But here's what I'm going to do. You know, you're playing with fire doing this during a game one because you tend to see blowouts in game one. However, I'm going to take the under. Depending on whether you have a 6.5 or 7, I'm taking the under on both of those simply for these two reasons. Number one, Andre Vasilevsky in the last game and a half. So game 7 against Toronto and then everything you saw in the third period forward in game 6. This is vintage Andre Vasilevsky. Wouldn't you think it would be natural for Tampa Bay to parlay the type of game plan they used last game against Toronto and deploy that against the Florida Panthers, who are a very similar team to Toronto? A bunch of skill. They want to score. They want to do tic-tac-toe and pass it around and score these fancy goals. Well, I think Tampa rolls over their strategy from Game 7 into Game 1, especially on the road. We know there's going to be no Braden Point, at least for Game 1. So maybe they're trying to win a low-scoring affair, especially with Vasilevsky playing the way he is. When you combine that with the fact that the Florida Panthers went 0-for-19 on their power play, I will believe this Panthers power play corrects itself when I see it, because when they went up against Tampa towards the end of the season in that game that I predicted and said Tampa's going to show Florida this is what awaits you come playoffs, and Tampa's power play murdered it and Florida wasted all their opportunities, I could see something similar happening in this game. So give me the under in the Tampa Bay Florida game. Some places are giving it to you at 7, some 6.5, most 6.5. So I will take the under 6.5 in that game. Now, I just mentioned that Braden Point, he's not playing. He's a power play one unit guy. And we saw last game who filled in for him on that power play one. And that was none other than Corey Perry, who still has good hands, still has a knack for scoring. He's a secondary net front presence because you still have Killorn on that power play, but also will drift into that high slot area for the one-timers that Point would normally snatch up. Give me a Corey Perry point, but I'm 100% on board if you want to take a goal, an assist, power play point, because he's obviously going to be on the top unit. That's honestly a good bet. Corey Perry power play point. How's that for some alliteration? And then Andre Vasilevsky is playing lights out. You have Florida in game one. Game one, I'm always of the belief they're going to get more pucks to the net. They're going to bring the intensity. They really want to win. So give me that over on Andre Vasilevsky saves. He's won that comfortably for us before. Florida, I'm a little confused with the player props on that side. Tough to know how they're going to do offensively. You think of them as this high-scoring team, but like, look at some of those games. Game 2 goals in game 1. Then they scored 5 in game 2, but then they were held to, was it 2 in game 3? It's not like it was 5 a night from Florida. So I don't know where to go on the prop side with them. So those are my bets for the first game. So now why don't we take things over to Colorado and St. Louis? Now don't kid yourself. This game is not as easy to assess as you might think it would be. I know last year Colorado steamrolled St. Louis in the first round, but then they had a tired Vegas team who had to battle Minnesota for seven games, so they just walked all over them. This is completely different. The Blues 1-6, they've been resting for what, 3-4 days? They will be fully ready to go. This should be a very intense matchup because the Blues probably want to send a message after the way that series went last season. So I know maybe you would think, oh, Colorado, but Colorado hasn't played in a while. You got St. Louis coming and they're winning two big games in a row, the last one in the wild. They're coming in with full confidence. They're going to want to set the tone. This is very difficult. I'll flat out say to you, I don't know what to take. Are you that guy who's just going to go, Colorado, it's Colorado? Well, maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. So I don't know. When you're talking about the price that you got to pay for Colorado, you know what I called them yesterday. I called them the inflated grocery store items. You're paying $7 for a box of Fruity Pebbles out there. I refuse to pay it. So if you want to go Colorado, I think I saw minus 140 on the 60-minute line. I do feel that the St. Louis Blues are really going to put forth an effort. So give me the over on saves from Darcy Kuemper. You got him coming back after leaving that game last series. It's going to be his first game back. Maybe they're throwing things to the net. How's that eye doing? Is it really healed? Are you actually fine? Let's get some pucks to the net. Let's try to put the pressure on the Avalanche. I think they're going to be very physical with them because that's what history has shown. You get physical with the Avalanche. Maybe guys like Makar will wilt after a long series of hitting and whatnot. We saw Vegas, their physical toll paid off later in that series. So they'll probably be very physical with them. So give me the over on saves. Now this game, just like the first one, I've seen that over as high as 7 on some websites. I think I saw it on DraftKings Sportsbook. And then other sites, it's 6.5. Now, where you're probably thinking, oh my God, come on, it's going to be over 6.5. Yeah, well, what about game two when they played Nashville 1-1 going into overtime? It doesn't always work like that. And like I said, the Blues are going to come out. They're going to come out with energy. I know you think that Colorado's just going to come out there and wipe the floor with them. And yeah, maybe they're going to get some chances. You're going to see their speed. But don't think the Blues are just going to roll. They're battle tested. Most of this team, they freaking won the Stanley Cup. Meanwhile, Colorado, they've never been out of the second round. So don't think this is just going to be walk over them game one like we're used to seeing from Colorado. So this is one of those pause, hold. I need to see some of this series play out. Because I don't want to just say something for the sake of saying something. So that's what I got for you. I got the under in the Tampa Bay, Florida game. I got the over on Vasilevsky saves. Give me the Corey Perry point. And I'm cool with the goal, assist, or power play point. Whichever one's your favorite, go assess the payouts and say, you know what, that's the one I'm actually feeling. Then in that second game, I'm taking the over on saves for Colorado's returning goalie Kuemper. And that's really all I feel comfortable with in that game. I'm sorry, I just do. I go, you want something else? Fine, then take no point for Vladimir Tarasenko. No point for Vladimir Tarasenko. How, you like that? You needed another one? Well, you got another one, as they say in Breakfast Club. Let's eat some hockey puck hamburgers. Enjoy this first night of the second round. I'll be back with you tomorrow to break down game one of those next series. Take it easy. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And please, if you can, like this video, subscribe to the Odd Shopper channel. Take it easy. I will talk to you later. See ya.